This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Baby. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, 8 minutes after 7 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio. Don't forget, May 6th is the 102 Jams car show, but May 8th is voting day. May 8th is voting day, and we will be electing a new Guilford County District Attorney, May 8th. And we have both candidates in the room this morning. 17 years as an assistant DA in Guilford County. We have Miss Stephanie Reese.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You good over there?
Excellent. Thank
All
you.
All right. And district court judge in the area, Miss Avery Crump.
Good morning to you all.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good. Good.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate you all for taking time to come up and holler at us this morning.
Oh, this is fantastic. Thank you guys for having us.
Yes.
They have been all chippers and all smiles this morning. And I asked them initially, like, are y'all usually friends? Are y'all friends? Or are you all beefing with each other? This is a big election. Like, somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose now.
Well, we're fighting hard.
And we were friends before. I mean, we worked in the DA's office because I was an assistant district attorney before I became a judge. So we've known each other for at least 18 years.
A little more, I think.
Now that was
That's all right.
Avery Crum, let me ask you first, man, what exactly is the role of the DA?
The role of the DA is to decide what cases are prosecuted, is to decide what cases are not prosecuted, what cases are dismissed, what cases are reduced, what cases are enhanced. But the role is also to determine whether or not diversionary programs can be offered. And I'm a big proponent of diversionary programs, having a history serving in juvenile court.
Okay. That was really going to transition right into my next question, man. There are a lot of people that are locked up for, you know, weed charges and drug offenses and things of that nature. And just first, I'll go with you, Avery Crump. What is exactly your stance on giving time for weed charges and things of that nature? And I'll stay first on weed just because it is legal in other areas. And charges or locking people up versus giving them deferment programs or giving them first-time offenders programs and things of that nature. What is your stance on that?
Well, I believe that everyone's entitled to a first offenders program, especially if you have been convicted of anything. If you have been convicted of a type of drug offense, you're entitled to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big believer in that. Of course, you can only do so much. If you have an extensive history of drugs, then you're not going to get a first offenders program.
Correct.
But there was a change in the law, so you don't receive as much time as you used to for misdemeanor. I'm only talking about misdemeanor drug offenses.
Correct.
You have to have at least 5 or more convictions in order to receive time for your low-level Class 3 misdemeanor marijuana now. So, but the judge doesn't have to give you time. They can give you a fine. It's strictly discretionary.
What do you think, Stephanie Reese?
I think that we definitely do not need people in jail for low-level drug offenses, especially for marijuana offenses. And so I know when I've been working at the district attorney's office these past 17 years, we've always pushed to make sure we get low bonds or no bonds on folks who have those type of charges, because they just we don't have room in the jails. We don't need them in those jails. We have much more serious crime we need to focus on. And I think that as the district attorney, the leadership I would bring would be focused on those much more serious crimes, making sure, especially low-level drug offenses, that we're doing everything we can to get people into deferred programs, get them into something that's a more positive life, that pushes them to be a much more involved and, you know, I understand, look, it's legal in some states. Eventually, I think we'll probably be legal here. Mm-hmm. But until then, we need to focus on the crimes that hurt people and make those the priority. And the other crimes, we need to work to get people so that they can get jobs, so they can go to school, so they can get housing. And that's what the DA's office under me would definitely be focused on.
Is there a racial divide in Guilford County, Stephanie Reese?
I think there probably still is. I'm hoping that by reaching out and working with a lot of our community leaders like the Reverend Dr. Brown and working on programs like Cure Violence, that we're going to be able to bridge any divide that exists. I think that's one thing the DA's office has been missing that I really want to do is reaching out to the community, being the open door, talking to folks, finding out what the real issues are, and then also redirecting our efforts. So we're making sure that people in the community get a fair chance and that when I was hired, the guy who hired me, Jim Kimmel, his philosophy was always, we need to help people where we can every chance and only prosecute when we must. And I think that is the right philosophy for the district attorney's office. And that's what I want to bring to it.
Racial divide, Avery, what do you think?
There's definitely a racial divide. You see that as a judge, and I'm sitting in the courtroom, and 90% of the defendants in your courtroom are African American. So yes, there's a definite racial divide. But what is important, when people come before me, they know they're going to receive fairness. They know they'll receive justice. And that's what's important in the district attorney's office. I don't just speak it, but I walk it. And that's what you need.
Ms. Reese, both of you, actually, but starting with you, Ms. Reese, what is the problem in the judicial system in Guilford County that you see? And why do you think that people don't trust it so much?
I think it kind of goes back to the idea that not many people, like you had to ask today, what does the district attorney do? Mm-hmm. I don't think people really understand what happens when you come into the judicial system. I think that part of being the district attorney has to be that we start being part of the community as a whole. And that we also start involving the community in coming up with solutions to our problems. We have too many young people who, you know, go from school to jail. Now that we've dropped the juvenile age, we have an opportunity to sort of change that. And I think that if we can start using our resources to get people out of that cycle, I think that then that distrust starts to go away because people can see that we're not just there for convictions, which is what we shouldn't be there for. Mm. That we're there working for justice to protect the community, and we're finding ways to get people out of that cycle. Because that helps all of us. Mm-hmm. There are fewer victims that way. There are people who are making positive changes. And then that distrust starts to heal, you know, and we start to have real communication. We start to make real changes. And I think that's why people have a lot of distrust of the system. We also need to work on making sure what we're prosecuting is backed up by facts. You know, holding everybody in the system accountable, law enforcement, prosecutors, people on the bench. And I think that there's a sense that that doesn't happen now. And I think that's where a lot of that distrust comes from.
We will get Avery Crump's answer on the other side of this Kendrick Lamar Love. And if you have any questions you would like to ask the future district attorney of Guilford County, one of these women are going to win. And it's going to be historical because no woman has ever sat in that seat. So congratulations are in order early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.